make people used to, oh, back a while, used to make medicines out of roots?
No, not too much root and herb medicine. I guess some of the earlier people made some of your sassafras root now. Made tea out of that. It's kind of an unusual drinking tea. And a rather unusual bush, you pull it up and take the bark off of it. It's very spicy and fragrant. You ever tried that?
No, I haven't.
That's something out of the pond. You have to be pretty strong to stand that anymore, though. So. It's supposed to be a good wild tea. And it's kind of like an alec plant around there. It's just something you read about.
Did you ever hear of anything made out of squab on it?
No, I never heard that.
Or starry?
Starry?
Sang?
Sang would be your ginseng. We don't have ginseng down here. That's more or less a mountain plant.
About cohosh?
No, I don't know about that.
Okay. Did you remember anybody around here that was gathering them to use or sell?
Yeah, some of the older people gathered roots and herbs and made things out of it, did.
You know certain things they used to use it for?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what type of teas they made out of them. But, they would go to the woods and gather clays and make packs and pulses. And some of the clay to eat at the hill. South of town here, they go ahead and dig that clay out of here.
Yeah,
some people eat clay.
What's that now?
Yeah.
I heard a little bit about it.
Yeah, people eat clay sometimes.
What's it supposed to do?
I don't know, but it's the clay eaters, I mean, usually blacks, and they just get a habit of eating clay and go ahead and get it eaten.
Add a little salt.
I think it's really that's a deep cut and everything. I think it's really a kaolin probably. Because it's got white and red streaks in it.
Do you know if these different cures they used to make, medicines and all, used to do any good?
I guess it would, because probably about on the medicine they had. But they would, for sprains and everything, to get that clay out there and then make it up with some vinegar. And make a pack out of it and put on the sprain. I don't know who did that with it. And then for splinters in your toes, you take a soap and turpentine and stuff like that. And I think what they call a poultice. Then I would draw the splinter out of your toe.
I get
or pickle it.
And infections. Now I stuck a big splinter in my toe right now. Going barefooted, walking on the board floor. And it was real long, and they made a soap poultice on it, and soap and vinegar and turpentine, and put over that and draw the splinter out. It worked.
Is there a tall shade, kind of looking for the name of a tall shade tree, would have long white limbs and white scaly bark?
It'd be sycamore.
They grow around here?
Yeah. Sycamore has got a pretty white wood to use it for some hardwood furniture making.
You know of any other names for a sycamore tree?
Not really so. They're just sycamore.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the other common trees around here?
Well, you have the China Bear, that's a little shade tree, and then you have water oaks and red oaks. And then the pecan, then we have a couple of catalpa trees next door. Mm-hmm. That's about all they do. They're good to plant for catalpa worms for fish bait. That's a kind of a caterpillar looking worm.